Yeah, and they have it on the list here because it has a food database that boasts more than 7 million food products,
That's
from produce to packaged foods to restaurant meals. And I will say, I've used this app since its beginning. It was not that good back in the day. It was so frustrating because, like, you had to continuously put in the calories. You had to, like, look on nutrition labels and add the stuff in. But hey, they've been around like since the beginning of calorie counting apps. They've got loads of stuff in there
Yeah.
now. And the best thing is, if you have a history, so you use the app, you come back to it, 6 months later, a year later, whatever, your food is still in there. Like the
Right.
items you use and you entered that you've eaten before, they're there in a
Right.
special category called your foods.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you guys coming back each week. For all the new listeners, welcome. And to all the old school listeners, the longtime listeners, welcome back.
Hey now.
And I want to thank you guys for leaving your rating and reviews. I actually want to give a nice proper shout out to our latest rating and review. It's from Authentically Adrian. I wonder if that's somebody we know. It says it's a 5-star review, of course. The Hail Mary taste test episode is, of course, it cuts it off, so I can't say it. Listening to this episode of you, Shannon, eating the tarts and judging Nick's form while he works out is the best part of my week. I've been listening to this podcast since almost the beginning, and they never fail to stay relevant, fun, and informative.
Well, thank you very much, Authentically, Adrian.
Yes, I wonder who that smart person is. So,
I know that
yes.
is clearly a writer.
That's exactly right. So you guys, please
An awesome
follow
writer.
Authentically Adrian's, I guess, example, and give us a great rating and review, please. It helps us. The ratings and review do help us kind of reach a broader audience. So help us
Yeah,
spread the good word
it's
of
not
fitness.
just for our pride, right? Really, I mean, it might be even for Nick,
Yeah.
but
Well, I mean, 5 stars only.
it's also to actually make sure that our podcast gets seen and is discovered by other people. So it really does help. If you, we've gotten wonderful messages from people outside of the reviews, and it's one of those things where thank you so much to everybody who actually takes that extra 60 seconds to leave a review because it really supports the podcast. And we absolutely love to hear your feedback. It is means the world to us.
That's right. I agree. So this part of the podcast, we were jumping into training recaps. Would you like to go in first? Or actually, I guess we didn't even tease what we're going to be talking about in this week's episode. We're going to talk about something that's been coming up a lot in my world as of late, and that is calorie counting apps. The best ones, what they really do, why they are important, and then we found a nice list about some of the best ones available in 2021.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we've talked here and there over the course of the history of the podcast about ones we like. But let's be honest, not everybody's using it for the same reason. And not everybody's phone habits are the same. So, looking into all the different types of apps there are now, we thought that this would be kind of a helpful thing if maybe you set some goals at the beginning of this year. Maybe you found them a little challenging to stick to. Maybe you want to brush it off and try again. I'm pretty sure that I just quoted a song. Brush yourself off and try again.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. I was saying brush your shoulders off. I don't know if that was the
I'm
same
pretty
thing you're
sure that
thinking
was an
about.
Aaliyah song.
Oh, Aaliyah. Okay, my fault.
R.I.P. Yes. Yes, so we have actually 8 calorie counter apps, and one of them is my favorite. Yeah. So that's how we knew it was good.
Many times. Might have talked about it last week. I can't remember. Anywho, before we jump into that, we're going to jump into training recaps. So would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
All right. You go first. What did you do for your training this past week?
Well, I actually trained 5 days this past week.
Dang.
I know, right? So I have found something that's basically helping me to have a better chance of getting out of bed and doing a workout. We'll get more into that later. Yep. But I have been doing a mix. This week I've been focusing on HIIT and high intensity workouts. So I did do one day where I just did yoga because my body needed kind of a recovery day. But otherwise, I did HIIT workouts. I did 2 HIIT workouts and 2 spinning workouts.
Nice.
And it was great. Like it was, I had the energy for it. I didn't do any super long ones, but like 30 to 20 minutes was kind of what I averaged. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful. Like I said, it was just getting to do something. It just made my day every day. So I really enjoyed it. Nothing felt like a chore. First 5 day workout week in a long time.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I still need to get you a 20-pound kettlebell, don't I?
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
I was a little disappointed. One of my clients went to play against sports yesterday and was telling me that kettlebells were like $100 there. And I was like,
oh, no.
I feel like I can find better ones. Or not better ones, but cheaper ones.
You can buy
ones,
me a new pair of shoes for that.
I know, exactly.
Well, half a shoe.
Anywho, one shoe. So my training recap, we have something in common. I also did 5 days this week.
Hey, now.
That's right. So I had 2 Pelotons. And 2 kettlebell workouts, and then a body weight workout right in the middle of that.
Well.
Because I woke up on Wednesday feeling a little tough, and so I decided to go ahead and do a body weight workout. But I think I used a band, too. I think I used a band.
I know. I need to throw a band in.
Mini band for my workout.
Probably going to look at doing some band work later this week.
So, yes. We have a whole bag of new bands.
I know. That's like what bands, I mean.
And then we have the mini band, of course. So. Yeah. So that's always a great thing. So I'm a big fan of the mini band. I feel like mini bands don't get enough love. But if you're looking for like hip strengthening exercises, and generally, I mean inside outside quad glute exercise,
adductor abductor,
exactly right. Yes, I think, and even lower back stuff or core exercises. The mini band is great. It's really great for all that stuff. So,
you know what I've been loving for core lately?
What's that?
Plank.
The plank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've really just been like going in with the, you know, everybody's least favorite basically and just.
Oh, plank's great.
Working on that.
Mm-hmm. Plank's one of the foundation systems of the TRX system, the suspension trainer.
It's amazing.
So there is a lot of the exercises uses a full body plank to do so. So it's total body exercise.
Yeah.
Great isometric movement and a lot of different variations you could do from it. So it is something you don't poo-poo. And it's very, technique is very important for your plank.
It is. And I will say like the alignment that I learned in yoga helps me to keep it.
Tight.
Keep it tight.
Mm-hmm.
And to really use the visualization of how your body should be and aligned and everything kind of rotated.
Mm-hmm.
It does matter. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I think one thing with the plank, a lot of people, they think about holding it longer is more beneficial. And there's some truth to that, like time under tension, the theory of time under tension. But if you really hold it and also contract your muscles as hard as possible while you're holding it, not necessarily going. If you can do that for long periods of time, that's awesome. But having that muscle contraction while you're holding the position is a huge part of it. So don't just think about being in the plank position is the goal as long as possible. Being in the plank position with
It's like being in an active plank position.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, all right. Great training recap. Good job all around. All right. So the main topic of discussion, as Shannon said, was the calorie counter. So we found a great, first let's go into a little bit of our experience with calorie counters.
Yes.
So, I mean, we've probably used several different ones, each other, you know, each of us has used several different ones, but I think we really kind of fell in love with one that we still use time to time, as that's the Lose It app.
Yeah. I mean, hell, we used to freaking not even have an app.
Right.
We used to have to write down what we ate, like legit. We're not, you know, we're not youths anymore here. So back in the day, we wrote down what we ate and then we went to like Calorie King and pulled, you know, rough estimates of calories and things like that.
I think mine was macros
for all that crap. And it was so freaking labor intensive, which made keeping it a habit. Like, I think I could only do it for like a week. Yeah. It was just too much.
Literally, I think I might have done for like 4 or 5 meals and then just ate the same thing as long as possible.
You're like, and done.
Yeah. Not doing this again.
It didn't enable you to really understand a variety of foods.
Right. Yeah. You know, it does educate you, help you on like reading labels and stuff like that, which is nice. But like you said, it's in longevity, it's tough.
Great way to keep yourself accountable is just to keep a food log, but it does not really help. It's not easy. It takes
dedication. And the reason it came up, like, it's actually come up in my world a lot. In the last 2 weeks, I've probably had 4 people that asked me about, you know, trying to lose weight and cutting calories and what's kind of the, what is the thing? And I was like, I mean, just start looking at what you're putting in your body on a daily basis. I mean, you've got to do it and do it. Give yourself, you got to stay the course for at least, I tell people 30 days at minimum to try to make that habit of knowing what you're putting in your body. Then after that, maybe after you look at it, like visually in an app or writing it down, maybe you start getting to learn that habit to know what you're putting in your body on a daily basis, how many calories.
So, yeah. It's kind of mind boggling the hidden places that calories lurk.
Absolutely. And I mean, like you said, the calorie counts this is mainly for people who are trying to lose weight. You know, the general kind of, I would say, approach is burn more than you take in.
Yeah.
So if people are trying to, they get their daily caloric expenditure plus exercise, they try to burn or they try to take in less than that. You know, I think they say it's approximately 3,500 calories, being deficit or having, I guess, burning 3,500 calories more than you take in
a week
is a pound.
Yes. Yep.
So yeah, they think about that, and that's probably approximately about,
which is a healthy weight loss, by the way. We're not advocating someone to go down to like 700 calories or something if they should be eating 2,000 calories.
So interesting. You just pulled that number, essentially. I don't know, arbitrarily pulled that number.
Because
two people at the gym yesterday were telling me about this. I can't remember the name of this, something like some weird word, but apparently it's this like shake plan where it's 110 calorie like shakes. They call them like refueling.
Oh God.
And this, you know, one of the guys who did it was a doctor and he was trying it out. He's like, I know I'm not going to do this for a long time. I'm just trying it out to see if it's something I would recommend to clients to try to lose weight, to start the weight loss thing or the weight loss process. And then the other guy was there, was like, yeah, my girlfriend's doing this. You know, it's like literally 700 calories. And it's all like, I thought it was shakes for him. And I mean, like you said, it will definitely kickstart your weight loss. But it's something that's not sustainable. And I don't think that it's really designed to be sustainable anyways.
It should only really be used as like a fasting or cleanse system.
Well, so, I mean, it's a, I think temporary. I think it's probably pretty temporary. It might be a 21-day plan or something like that. I didn't look into it, but because I obviously don't remember the name. Anywho, getting off point, but it was just funny you threw out that 700 calorie number because that was the number.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I have heard like there being like cleanses and things like that, and where you basically look at 200 to 250 calories per meal. Now, like a decent meal, something that's not going to leave you starving at the end of the day, mind you, is probably between the 500 to 700 calorie range.
Yeah. I mean, I think you could probably get away with 400 calories.
You could get away with less, but like for most people that, you know, you're not looking at cutting weight. You're just looking at like a meal that's going to satisfy you without you feeling like it's highly restrictive. It's probably about 500 calories.
Yeah, that's probably a good basis.
But if you are trying to cut weight, then you're looking at having to bring that down to, like you said, probably like 400 calories.
Right.
Maybe 350. And that's still allotting a little bit of like calories for snacks and stuff during the day.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we didn't mention this number last week, might have, but like the daily caloric expenditure for just resting, you know, not even exercise is around 1500 calories. Mm-hmm. And that's an average, and that's like between women a little less, males a little bit more, but that is an average for, you know, just everybody, you know. I don't know if it's worldwide or U.S., but I looked up the average recently. It's about 1,500 calories you burn at rest. So right. If you literally wake up and just lay in bed all day, you're still going to burn 1,500 calories.
Right.
You know, so then on top of that, if you had an exercise, anywhere from 500, maybe even 800 calories burned, depending on how intense your exercise.
And this is like based off of like an average person with like a healthy weight.
Yeah.
If you weigh significantly more, then to maintain that weight, you're going to need to eat more.
Right.
We're talking, I'm just saying like 1500 calories is like for someone with a healthy weight. That's their resting.
Well, that is the average. I mean, I didn't see really healthy weight. It said the average was around 1,500 calories.
Because that's what it used to be. That's what it used to be back when I was in nutrition school, like back in college.
Well, like I said, and it's all, you know, it varies between active people, non-active people, like you said. But just think about that. If you're just burning calories at that, so maybe if you're inactive, it's less, 1,200, right? So you're just burning that at rest, not even exercise. You put exercise on top of it. You know, then you want to try to figure out how you can get under that number if your goal is to lose weight. So that's where the calorie counters come into play. So this list we found was on Very Well Fit.
Yes.
And I think it's probably a website we've looked at before.
Yes.
And they have 8 calorie counters. They call them the best calorie counter apps of 2021. And I kind of like this article because they really divided the 8 different apps into kind of separate categories and what makes them the best. I mean, it's kind of a best of list. So it's not, it doesn't really rank them 1 to 4. I mean, 1 to 8, excuse me, 1 to 4. 1 to 8, it really categorizes them, gives them why they're the best in said kind of category.
Mm-hmm.
So they have 8 categories, as you can imagine. Best overall, best for motivation and community, best for diet support, best for weight loss, best for keto, best for simplicity, best for lots of features, and best completely free. So you guys, and I want to say this right off the bat, and not to toot our own horn, but best for weight loss category, it's the Lose It app.
Yeah, I know. That's interesting.
That's the one I recommended to 4 people in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and they have it on the list here because it has a food database that boasts more than 7 million food products, from produce to packaged foods to restaurant meals. And I will say, I've used this app since its beginning. It was not that good back in the day. It was so frustrating because, like, you had to continuously put in the calories. You had to, like, look on nutrition labels and add the stuff in. But, hey, they've been around, like, since the beginning of calorie counting apps. they've got loads of stuff in there now. And the best thing is, if you have a history, so you use the app, you come back to it, you know, 6 months later, a year later, whatever, your food is still in there. Like the items you use and you entered that you've eaten before, they're there in a special category called your foods.
And you can go back to meals. And it makes it
so much easier. Yeah, you can go back to meals. It really is set up, and it's quick and easy. If you have a new food that you can't find easily in the list because, you know, weird names, just scan the barcode. Right. It's all categorized by barcode. And they've also expanded like their serving types and portions. I mean, it's just so damn good.
Right. And like, I think they have, I don't know if it's, you know, the barcode thing that's common in a lot of these calorie apps. Yep. So, but I think this one, especially Lose It, they have the Snap It.
Yeah.
Where you can actually take a picture of something and it will actually give you the nutrition facts based on the picture.
Yeah.
They can analyze the picture itself and then tell you what it is within reason. Some stuff it's not as good for, but I'm sure it's actually expanding more and more now. I haven't used it in a while. So that's a pretty, like I said, that's reason we like recommending it to people, but there's some other categories that they've got here. Let's go over to the very first. Actually, no, we'll save best overall for last. How about we go to best completely free? Now, the Lose It version we use is free.
Well, I use a premium.
Really?
Yeah, because they have extra stuff in the premium. And granted, I only use this thing for probably maybe like 2 months out of the whole year. I track my meals in it. I usually use it as like a reset or like a booster. Mm-hmm. Because every once in a while, your portion control and understanding of what you're eating just sort of fades away and you start falling into bad habits. It's just a reset, just checking it. I do it for like 1 or 2 weeks at a time. And like right now, I've been doing it for the past 2 weeks. I don't even do it on the weekends. I just do it during the week when I know I'm mindlessly eating, like at work or I'm rushing or something. It just helps me keep on track. I think it's like, I don't even remember how much it costs. It's like you pay for an annual membership. It's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's like maybe like, I don't know.
Right. But if you don't want to pay for it,
now I'm curious.
You guys, if you don't want to pay for a calorie counter, you can get the, according to this list,
there's a good free version though.
The Fat Secret, the calorie counter by Fat Secret.
That does sound interesting.
They have, of course, a lot of the same things that we listed for the Lose It app. They have the food diary, large food database, exercise diary, weight chart and journal, and healthy recipes. They also have, the image recognition. Am I saying
recognition?
That
word?
Thank you.
Missing a word, a letter.
And make it easier, and as well as a diet calendar to visualize when you eat and burn the most calories. So that is the Calorie Counter by Fat Secret, which was also apparently a great app for keto. So speaking of keto, let's go up to the best for keto, and that is the Carb Manager. So this is, you know, if you're looking, if you're on the keto diet and you're looking to tracking, especially your carbs, you want to use the Carb Manager. Carb Manager makes it easy to stay in ketosis and maintain or lose weight with three different calculators. A keto calculator allows you to track carbs and net carbs. A nutrient calculator allows you to track protein, fats, and other nutrients. A calorie calculator brings it all together and shows you the total food consumption for the day. Also has keto-friendly recipes. Oh, and shopping lists. That's pretty cool. I think the shopping list is another aspect that I've been seeing when I looked through this article that a lot of the apps have, which I think is good too. Definitely the shopping list is something that would help people. Of course, we said best for weight loss is the Lose It app. Best for diet support.
By the way, Lose It does have a free, has a basic. The premium is $39.99 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to throw that out there.
Throwing it out there. Best for diet support, MyNet Diary. If you want a little bit more than just counting calories, you can track all your nutrients specific to any diet with MyNet Diary. Basically, it has the basic calorie counting tool. It also allows you to focus on macros, paleo or keto, if you want to, if you're kind of have that specificity, if you will.
I like the tip of log ahead of time to better adhere to your day's meals and save time during the workday.
Also, it boasts extreme connectivity. You can connect your app with products like Fitbit, Apple Watch, Weatherings, Garmin, Google Fit, and Samsung. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that,
having the connection
to that interconnectivity, I know that's in a lot of the apps, but it is really helpful if you are a person who uses like a health tracker.
Right.
Like that, you use it so that you can kind of connect it into everything. So it's nice when you can just automatically have that set up and you don't have to worry about plugging in your workouts and stuff.
Right. If you like bells and whistles, maybe you want the best with lots of features, Calorie Counter. And that's probably the one of the most well-recognized one that I've heard people throw around a lot. And that's MyFitnessPal, which I think is from Under Armour, I believe. I think they sponsor it, I believe. Anywho, they have a large database also. This has more than 11 million food items. One is the largest available. And then it also has the barcode scanner, restaurant logging feature, which meals from, with meals from popular restaurants, a recipe importer, so you can import nutrition information from your own recipes. And best of all, an automatic calorie counter feature that compiles your calorie intake from all the food you log.
And I think they do have like one of the largest food databases out there. It's 11 million foods. So it's pretty intensive.
They ask you to upload progress photos too. Interesting.
Yep.
All right. So now, well, let's go into, but if you want to keep it simple, they have the best for simplicity, and that's Control My Weight. If you just want to count calories, this is all you need, is to control my weight. It says it shows, when you open the app, you'll be faced with a visually appealing, easy to navigate interface. The number of features on the Control My Weight doesn't compare to most of the other calorie counting apps on this list, but that's exactly the point. So basically, you get focused on just counting calories.
That's it is straight in versus out measurement. Mm-hmm. It measures your exercise and measures your kilojoules.
Kilojoules. Wow. Nice. Mm. So yes, you can set up notifications on it so it can remind you how many carbs, fats, and sugars you've eaten to help you stay on track. Huh. Interesting. All right. So we did the best for keto. We did the best for weight loss. We talked about that. We did the best diet support. And of course, you know, excuse me. This is a huge part of it, guys, because I think, you know, weight loss, especially kind of basically rethinking the way you eat, making it a sustainable plan, not just, you know, a temporary fix, takes a lot of, I think, kind of mental exercises, you know,
takes
a mindset. Yeah. Discipline and mindset. So,
yep.
One of their categories is best for motivation and community, and that's Spark People Calorie Counter.
Need a buddy.
Yeah. This has a big community of people, you get access to a robust community forum and support network full of health and fitness professionals who are there to help you. They figure basically also features regular health and fitness challenges, which is pretty cool. Those are actually, when it comes to staying on track, helping you kind of be incentivized to maintain your healthy living, I think challenges are definitely a way to do so. We've tried to done several on the podcast before. They also have message boards, member stories, instructional fitness demos, and Spark People blog. Interesting. That's pretty cool. That is a huge aspect, in my opinion, is having, you know, that having a little support there, you know, a little motivation.
Yeah.
The best, they say, the best overall calorie counting app is LifeSum because of its flexibility, ease of use, integrated platforms, and motivational components. So this sounds like this one has a little bit of everything.
It does.
It's not only a simple way to count calories, you'll learn how to eat healthier, plan for meals, understand nutrient quality of different foods, and more.
It's basically like an education package You know, they actually, and also it's really good if you've not really ever found that diet that fits you. They actually have a quiz that you take that they match you up with what kind of diet might be a good fit for you. Mm-hmm. And then they have recipes to support it. And you know, there's a 7 to 21 day meal plan that you can get pre-planned recipes mm-hmm. a day, like 4 recipes a day. So, I mean, this is very much like holding your hand at every step of the way. This isn't just about, you know, counting calories. This is really looking at teaching you the tools. You know, it's teaching you about planning your meals, how, you know, cooking your own food. It sounds like it's very heavily reliant on that. And then it's got like all the other stuff that some of the others have. It's got the barcode scanner. It's got, you can track your water and your exercise and everything, which is one of the reasons I actually paid money for the Lose It, because I love the water tracker. It's like one of my biggest challenges. It is a premium. It's only, I think they say it starts at like $417 a month. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, it's not like, I think it's probably a little bit more if you pay monthly than the Lose It app.
Right.
But you get a lot.
Yeah. Sounds like it. It's best overall for a reason. So that's several of the calorie counters that are out there available for you guys. I highly recommend one, you know, especially if you've been dealing with a weight issue and you tried several different methods and still can't get that weight off. I think calorie counter is a great way to start. And now mm-hmm. they have so many different options and features that I think they can really give you a comprehensive approach to weight loss. So give them a shot, guys. So now we got to jump in to what's got us pumped. Boom, boom, pump it up. I'm going to pump you up. All right. So should I pump you up first, or are you going to pump me up first?
That sounds weird. No, we're not pumping each other up.
So I'm going to go first.
You got something that's got you pumped, mm-hmm. and then I'll go with something that's got me pumped.
So jiu-jitsu's got me pumped up, folks. I know I frequently talk about it, but it seems to be something that literally today, folks, today, it's telling me, it's begging me to come back. It's begging you to come back.
So, mind you, everybody, the last time jiu-jitsu was like an everyday occurrence, there was a cast involved.
Well, yeah, that happened one time.
Yeah.
So, but the last time that was over 4 years ago, mind you. Because I haven't done jiu-jitsu since Ella was born.
It was during our engagement photo
shoot. Exactly right. So 5 years ago. So, anywho, but today, of all days, it was really begging me to come back, because not only did we start the day off, Shannon was listening to a podcast with one of her, I guess, was that one of your regular podcasts?
Yeah, Same Brain Podcast.
Hi, Justine.
Yep.
And it, you know, this, I've seen her on YouTube before. She's, I guess, big YouTube influencer, right?
Oh, yeah. She's one of the originals.
And, I mean, does, like, product reviews and a lot of gaming reviews.
A lot of tech.
Tech reviews.
All tech, mostly.
And she happened to be interviewing Kenny Florian, who was one of the pioneers in the UFC. He was there from the beginning of when the Ultimate Fighter TV show, he was one on the very first season. So he was in it from the beginning. He's been a commentator in the UFC. He has a pretty popular MMA podcast runs his own school himself. And it was in California, apparently. This lady was training with Kenny. So it was interesting interview going through talking about jiu-jitsu and how it really affected her life and, you know, how it affects others' lives. And it's kind of, positive effect it can have on you on a day-to-day basis or, your appreciation for life. And then make you think about, how insignificant some other things are during the day. Anyways, so that was the first example. But then, of course, I'm searching through YouTube and checking out some stories, Instagram, excuse me. And I see a story of one of the black belts at the gym, the jiu-jitsu gym I trained out of years ago. He lives in our neighborhood, and apparently they did jiu-jitsu in the park today. And it was at the park that we drive by, the seeing people LARPing. They had the volleyball courts.
Right around there down the street. So
literally they did jiu-jitsu in the park. Less than a mile from my house today.
It's like so close
to you. I literally drove by while they were doing it and didn't see it. So, and now Shannon is
interrupting me. It's going to soundtrack here.
So, just compelling me to come back, and which
you're
I
really
will.
Feeling it.
I will be back soon. So maybe go do it in the park sometime soon. So
that sounds funny. I'm going to go do it in the park.
That's right. No, I said it.
Do it in the park.
You don't have to take it out of context. I meant what I said. All right. What about you?
Ow.
Sorry. That was not, I didn't mean to hit you with my knuckle. All right. So what has got you pumped?
So this week I'm actually going to go for new little rituals. And we've talked about rituals and the importance of rituals. It's a little bit different than a routine. It's kind of, rituals are like the little things that maybe make up a routine in your day. And there's one ritual that I've been following for, I want to say it's like the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's really changed my outlook on getting up in the morning. I do not have the ability to jump out of bed, like, you know, perked up and ready to go, like some people. Nick can pretty much hop out of bed and just go about his business. Me, I will wake up angry if that's the case. Like, I need, there's some place that my mind is when I get up that's not, like, happy to start the day. Like, I'm usually still feeling tired. I have, you know, really bad like nerve damage pain in the morning. I just don't wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. Mm-hmm. So what I have found is that one day I just got out of bed and I was like, I'm not going to set any requirements on my day. I'm just going to go. It's still winter here, technically, for another 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Yes, we do actually have winter. It's just not like winter in other places. It means we have a lot more cooler nights, and cooler meaning like 50s, maybe 60 degrees. So comfortable in my book, you know, I just take our fluffy blanket off the bed. I will like go into the bathroom and change into workout clothes, but then I'll just grab that blanket with a glass of water and some music, and I'll go sit outside on our porch in the dark with the pets for like 20 minutes to a half hour. And that time is like, it's now become my sacred time. Because I just listen to the birds singing and like the sounds. And I mean, thankfully we don't live like right next to the highway like we used to. We live a little distance away. It's like a good mile and a half away. So it makes a big difference. You can hear birds and just all the nature sounds. It's so relaxing. It is the only way that like, If I'm getting up early, it's the only way I can get my head into that good space where I feel like I'm ready to tackle the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just sit there, I put on like a playlist and I listen to music. Sometimes I meditate. I will actually either do just like a meditation in silence, or I will put on like a Calm. I use the Calm app. Sometimes I want a little more like handheld kind of action. And I will put on the Calm app and just have them walk through a meditation. Some mornings I just sit there and listen. And that time has been so helpful. It's also really given me the chance to figure out what I feel like doing, like what my body wants to do and how it wants to move in a given day. I've kind of come to the realization that I roughly know what I will be leaning towards, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to feel like in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that like 20 minutes or so helps me figure that out. So that's been a wonderful thing. And it's just, it's a little ritual. You know, I take my water, I hydrate, which is hugely important regardless of whether you're going to work out or not. After you've been dehydrated essentially for hours, this is huge good morning routine or good morning habit is to just rehydrate when you get up. And I respond well to sound. Like I think that for me is a big one. So that like that process, that little ritual has allowed me to be excited about keeping it and keep it gives me motivation to get out of bed.
Nice. That's good.
So, yeah.
Well, keep it up. I am proud of you. You are doing really well with that. So not to sound too shocked, but you're doing
very well. I am not a huge morning person.
I know.
It's definitely you're doing
well and keep it up.
Yeah, it's always been a battle. So I hope that this is like my secret to success. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad. So guys, if you guys have anything you'd like to share that's got you pumped, please send it our way by leaving a rating and review. Love to hear from it, guys. Love to hear about some topics you want us to discuss. So we definitely can keep you guys informed, keep you up to date on the latest topics of health and fitness.
Yeah, we have to live up to our review. You know, mm-hmm. Authentically, Adrian said we are relevant and entertaining. So we got to stay that way.
That's right.
Tell us what you want to hear.
We'll stay the course. You guys help us out. Got anything else for him tonight?
Nope, that's it.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks. So much more eloquently. So much
I think your mouth is broken.
Much more eloquently than I.